Here's Chekalura with Natural North Dakota.
Perhaps you've been noticing some ducks on the marshes as you travel about over the summer months. If so, I would bet that one of the most common ducks was a small duck with a white crescent running down the front side of its head. That's a male blueing teal. And if they haven't left already, they will be soon. Arthur Cleveland Bent describes the fall migration of the blueing teal in his Life Histories of Familiar North American Birds, and I quote, "As soon as the young are able to fly, or even before that, they begin gathering into flocks preparing for the fall migration, which begins with the first early frost in August and is mainly accomplished during September, for these delicate birds are very sensitive to the approach of autumn." Unquote. The male blue-winged teal is easily identified by that distinctive white crescent. There's no mistaking it. And the name blue wing comes from the blue patch on the upper front part of the wing. Like many other ducks, the females are a dull brown. Blue-winged teal nest over much of North America and are particularly common in the prairie pothole region. They're among the last ducks to arrive in the spring. The females will check out various potential nesting sites by flying over the area and landing occasionally to get a closer look. She may choose a nesting site in a variety of habitats, ranging from upland prairie near a prairie pothole to hayfields, weedy borders of fields, and the like. After finally making her decision, she'll construct a nest in a scrape of ground with dried grass and down before laying 6 to 14 creamy white eggs, which she'll incubate for 19 to 29 days. Predators get a fair portion of the eggs, and occasionally even the hens. Charles Flugum, an avid birder from southern Minnesota, noted a few blue-winged teal nests over the years on his farm, but notes in his book Birding from a Tractor Seat from 1973 that one successful blue-winged teal nest was located near a cow pie. Several ground-nesting birds are known to nest near cow pies, assumedly because predators avoid the area around the cow pie, or the cow pie masks the scent of the nest. Maybe it's a little of both. So enjoy the blue-winged teal while you can. They don't like the cold. So as you might expect, they're getting itchy to head south to spend their winter in Latin and South America. But we can look forward to seeing them again next spring. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.